There is an individual that exits the vehicle. He is wearing all black.
I would ask that viewers pay specific attention to what the individual was wearing, how they're walking, and how they're running.
Described as a man in his 20s or 30s, slim build.
Tall, slender, with a gap in his front teeth.
Between 5 feet 10 and 6 feet tall.
Who? That's often the question that drives a criminal investigation.
Hopefully, the facial features are something somebody can recognize.
But investigators in Atlanta have always known who shot Diane McIver in September of 2016. And so did she.
Diane said, Tex, you shot me. You damn shot me.
She was shot by her husband, Tex McIver, and she knew it was him because she handed him the gun.
She goes in there and in a shopping bag, like from a supermarket, a plastic shopping bag from a supermarket, is his gun.
But Tex says he doesn't remember pulling the trigger, that he doesn't know how the gun went off, that the whole thing was an accident.
I remember Tex saying to me when we were wheeling her in, we thought she'd be fine. I'm never going to hear the end of this.
It's a story Tex McIver has always stood by. He loved his wife, and he never would have harmed her on purpose. But is that story true? Or was there more to the McIvers' relationship than even their closest friends might have realized?
I've never seen a couple as much in love as these two. It was real. It was really real. Wasn't make-believe.
This man was the consummate gentleman at all times.
They really genuinely loved each other. You're not going to find anyone to say that they had a bad relationship. They had a wonderful relationship.
It's a love story, but was there more to this story? About love and money and jealousy and spite in this relationship?
I've never seen them quarrel.
They shoved each other and Tex kind of pushed Diane out of the bedroom and closed the door.
The McIvers had the storybook life, but things weren't as they seemed.
My name is Caitlin Ross, and I'm a reporter with 11 Alive WXIA News, a local news station in Atlanta. In the first season of this podcast, the officer's wife, my colleague, Brendan Keefe, investigated the shooting of Jessica Boynton, the wife of a small-town cop in Georgia.
Our closet was not the Matrix. It couldn't have happened like that.
This season, I'll be looking at the case of Diane McIver, a wealthy businesswoman who was shot in the back by her husband of 11 years.
Why would it happen? Why would this couple who are living out the golden years of your lives, you've worked so hard, you've got all this money, you finally found the love of your life, and now one of them is shot and dead and the other one is accused of doing it? It didn't make sense.
We'll piece together what led up to the shooting and try to figure out whether this really was an unthinkable accident or something else.
He had absolutely no reason to murder his wife.
And it's just an accident. It's a horrible accident. But that's what it is. It's an accident.
And the question is, how does a gun accidentally go off?
Why was it pointed at his wife? Why was the hammer cocked?
Maybe the thought process was that he didn't plan when he got in the car to necessarily, you know, say, hey, I'm going to go and shoot and kill Diane right now. But maybe the opportunity arose and he took the opportunity.
I thought, this is a man who needs to be in mourning for his wife and in worry for himself. And he didn't give that appearance. It was as if he was in La La Land. And I'm not talking about L.A.
Very kind people, both of them. And it's just such a tragedy that, Diane died under those circumstances.
Join me for Intent, the Tex McIver case, launching August 22nd, right here on the same feed where you listened to the officer's wife.
Tex McIver did not murder his wife.
And the evidence will show that this was indeed murder.